Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. We thank you for everything you have done. We thank you for breakthroughs you have given unto us. Thank you for turning our darkness into light. Thank you for turning our shame into honor. Thank you for opening doors unto us. Thank you for doing miracles in our lives. Oh God, be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for answering our prayers, both the prayers we prayed secretly and publicly. Thank you, Father. We thank you for enforcing your will to happen in our lives. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for your power that is turning things around for our good. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your anointing of possibilities you have placed upon us. Thank you because you have made impossible things possible in our lives. Thank you for making us to rejoice. Thank you for giving us peace and comfort on every side. Thank you, Lord, for the revelations of your word you have been teaching us. Thank you for opening our eyes to see things that have been hidden from us for a very long time. We are so grateful, Father. We thank you for your promises, for our lives, callings, and destinies. Thank you, Father, because these promises, you will bring them all to pass. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for healing miracles, deliverance miracles, breakthroughs, prosperity we have received from you. Thank you for destroying chains of captivities, chains of darkness that has held us bound to a spot for years. Thank you, Father. We thank you for all the sessions of prayer we have been having on this platform. Thank you for how you always manifest yourself in our midst to help us whenever we pray here. Thank you for those prayers you have already answered, and thank you for those you will still answer. Thank you, Lord. We thank you because even tonight you will help us again. You will help us to pray according to your will, and you will bring to pass all that we will request from you. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Father, I ask that you have your way in our midst. Father, take your place in this place. Let the heavens, let your heavens open over this prayer session. Let your fire and power touch us from heaven. Let our lives be transformed. Let us receive instant interventions from your throne. Let us Thank you, Father, because we know you shall do beyond our expectations. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I strongly believe that you will help as many of us who have faith in him. I strongly believe that he will help you, he will bless you, he will change your life in as much as you believe in him and trust in him. Amen. We're going to take some worship songs, and after that we shall go into prayer points. Our Father, our Father who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father who art in heaven. Amen. Our Lord be thy name. Our Father who art in heaven. Amen. Our Lord be thy name. Our Father who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. with the whole of your heart. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Jesus, great are you, Lord. Savior, great are you, Lord. Great are you, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised, Father, you reign. We love you, we love you. From the bottom of our hearts, from the bottom of our hearts, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. From the bottom of our hearts, from the bottom of our hearts, say, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lift your God, lift up your name. Lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. We'll lift you up with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Oh Lord, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. We lift you up with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy Ghost, now and forevermore. Take all the glory, take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy Ghost, now and forevermore. Take all the glory, take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy Ghost, now and forevermore. We are heads of the Father. We are joint heads with the Son. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are one. We are heads. We are heads. We are heads of the Father. Of the Father. We are joint heads. We are joint heads. With the Son, with the Son. We are children, we are children of the kingdom. We are family, we are one, we are heads, we are heads. Of the Father, we are joint heads with the Son. Here we are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are family. We are one. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great. Every heart will see how great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Hallelujah. I want us to begin to worship Him. Begin to worship the King of Glory. Worship the Rock of Ages. The I Am that I Am. The God of heaven and the earth. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battles. Worship the Rock of Israel. The Rock of Ages. The one who was and is and is to come. Worship Him. Praise Him. Glorify Him. Adore Him. Praise Him. He is the Lord. He is the Lord. He is the Lord. He is the Lord. He is the Lord in heaven. He is the Lord in the earth. He is the Lord under the earth. He is the Lord in the depths of darkness. He is the Lord in the depths of the light. He is the Lord in every realm. The Lord over every realm. The Lord over everything, over everyone. Begin to worship Him. We worship You, Father. We praise You, Father. Miracle worker, we worship You. Mountain mover, we worship You. Way maker, we worship You. Most High God, we worship You. God of Israel, we worship You. King of Glory, we worship You. Miracle worker, we worship You. Jesus, we worship You. Lord of hosts, we worship You. Emmanuel, we worship You. Father, we praise You. Who is like unto Thee? There is none like You, Father. You rule over all. You rule over the nations. You rule over kingdoms, over thrones. You rule over Your enemies. We worship You, Father. You control the entire universe. You make all things beautiful. You make all things bow before You. We worship You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. Blessed be Your holy name. Hashem and the Hatala Dida. King of Israel, we praise You. King of Israel, we praise You. Your name is highly exalted. Your name is so powerful. Your name holds in itself great authority that breaks yokes of darkness and pieces. In Your name is great power. Thank You, Lord. That heals and delivers. We praise Your name, Father. We praise Your name, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. You are the Lord. Forever You are the Lord. Forever You are the Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises and thanks. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to thank God for your life. You're going to say, Father, thank You for keeping me in perfect health. You're going to say, Father, thank You for keeping me in perfect peace. Thank You for keeping me in perfect safety. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, thank You for keeping me in perfect health. Thank You for keeping me in perfect peace. Thank You for keeping me in perfect safety. Thank You for preserving my life. Thank You for protecting me. Thank You for keeping me secured. Thank You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, as it is written that when the enemy shall come like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise a standard against them. Thank you for protecting me when the enemy came like a flood against me. When the dark kingdoms came like floods of mighty waters, floods of many waters against me. Thank you for preserving me. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your preservation. Thank you for keeping me secured. Thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Open your mouth. Begin to thank Him. Say, Lord, thank you for your safety. I have enjoyed and I continue to enjoy. Thank you for keeping me in perfect health. Thank you for keeping me in perfect peace. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I come to you visit me tonight. You're going to say, Father, I come to you. I run to you. Visit me tonight. And let my life never remain the same again. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I come to you. I come to you. I come before your throne. I come to you. Visit me. Visit me. Visit me. Change my life. Let my life not remain the same again. In the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father. I come to you, Father, with all the faith I have. I come to you, Father, with complete trust in your power. I come to you, Father, with complete trust in your name. I come to you, Father, with complete trust in your help. Oh Lord, visit me. Visit me, Lord. Visit me, Lord. Visit me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Visit me, Father. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I come to you. I run to you. For my help is in you. My hope is in you. I come to you, Father. Visit me. Change my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. Let us consider the scripture we have been using to pray. Psalm 36. Open your Bibles to Psalm 36. Yeah. We're going to continue with verse 7. Psalm 36. It says, how precious is your unfailing love, O God. all humanity finds shelter in the shadow of your wings. How precious is your unfailing love, O God. All humanity finds shelter in the shadow of your wings. All humanity finds shelter in the shadow of your wings. You're going to pray. All humanity finds shelter in the shadow of God's wings. Yeah. That means that God has in himself the fullness of all that humanity needs, the fullness of all that man needs is in God. God has them in him. He has them with him. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the fullness of all that I need to fulfill my calling and destiny be released unto me. You're going to say, Father, let the fullness of all that I need to fulfill my calling and destiny, to fulfill my divine purpose in life, let them be released unto me. For you have all these things in you. Lord, let them be released unto me. Release them unto me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Father, let the fullness, let the fullness of all that I need to fulfill my destiny, to fulfill my purpose, to fulfill my calling, Lord, let them be released now in the name of Jesus. Lord, let them be released into my life. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive the fullness of all that I need to fulfill God's purpose for my life, to fulfill God's will for my life. I receive them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, I receive the fullness of all that I need to fulfill God's purpose for my life, to fulfill God's calling for my life, to fulfill God's will for my life. I receive them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are looking at the book of Psalm 36, verse 7. It says, how precious is your unfailing love. How precious is your unfailing love, O God. All humanity finds shelter in the shadow of your wings. So, meaning that it is in the love of God for you to have shelter. Shelter means covering. Yeah, shelter means that you are being covered by God. You are being protected by God. You are being shielded by God. So you're going to pray. So if you are found shelter in the shadow of his wings, then no arrow of darkness can touch you. Because they will have to touch God first before they reach you. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, let my life, my spirit, my soul and body find shelter in the shadow of your wings. You're going to say, Father, let my life, and everything in my life find shelter in the shadow of your wings. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let my life, my entire life, my soul, my spirit, my body, my career, my marriage, my finances, let every part of my life find shelter in the shadow of your wings. Let my life find shelter in the shadow of your wings. Let my life find shelter in the shadow of your wings. O God of Israel, hide my life in the shadow of your wings. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. Hide my children. Hide my spouse. Hide my grandchildren in the shadow of your wings. In the name of Jesus, King of glory, let my life find shelter. Let my life find shelter. Thank you, Lord. In the shadow of your wings. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The kind of shelter that you get in the shadow of God's wings is a place of complete rest. It's not a place of struggle. Yeah, it's not a place of struggle. Like, you know, you're trying to struggle and struggle to get certain things done. Those who are in the shelter of God's wings, they don't struggle to get good things done. Yeah, they don't struggle to prosper. They don't struggle to succeed and excel. They are in a state of complete rest. So everything they need happens effortlessly and naturally. Yeah, just as plants grow effortlessly, just as plants draw nutrients from the ground effortlessly. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let my life and everything in my life find complete rest in the shelter of your wings. Yeah. Begin to say, Father, let my life and everything in my life find complete rest in the shelter of your wings. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Getiha tu jande halari o samanata. Gigo jenede gediala tu jena. Getarada da suzante kia. Lord, let my life find complete rest in the shelter of your wings. In the name of Jesus. Such rest thou will end struggling. Such rest that will end struggling in my life. Such rest that will end hardship in my life. Such rest that will end every form of troubles in my life. Oh Lord, let my life find rest in you. Let my life find rest in your shelter, in the name of Jesus. Let my life find rest. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There's a place of rest in God where you don't have to do what other people are doing to prosper. Yeah, there are many people in the world, there are certain things they have to do to be able to succeed or prosper, in quotes. Yeah, or move forward. Yeah, and if they don't do those things, they can't succeed or they can't even spend money. But that is not your portion as a Christian. Yeah, you don't have to, you don't have to walk before you. Before you experience certain blessings and prosperity in your life, you don't have to work so much. Yeah, you don't have to. All you have to do is to be in Jesus, to dwell in His rest, to be in His rest, and to do what He wants you to do, to follow Him. That's all that you need to do, and everything you need will come to you. That is the life in the kingdom of God. In the Garden of Eden, when men fell, God placed a curse on humanity, and God said, "You have to, you have to eat from the sweat on your face. You have to till the ground to survive." Yeah, but in Christ, that curse has been broken. Now, I'm not saying that you should be lazy and not do anything. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that you should be concerned about doing God's business and doing what God wants you to do. That is what you should be concerned about. Not trying to do something to survive, like trying to do something and then you peg your survivor on that thing. And then you say, except I do this thing, I can't survive. Except I do all these kind of jobs, I can't survive. That is not the kingdom of God. That is not how the kingdom of God operates. So you're going to pray. So all you need is to follow Jesus. All you need is to serve Jesus. And he will take care of you. Yeah, you don't need to work for money to spend money. All you need is to work for Jesus. To work for God. Yeah, and he will take care of you. Yeah. So if, even in your place of work, in your career, make sure whatever you're doing for a living, make sure it is working for God. Yeah. Whatever you do for a living, make sure it is serving God. That thing is working for God. Yeah, because that is how God wants you to live on earth. God does not want you to live for money, but he wants you to live for him. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to trust in all the benefits that comes with your rest. Say, Father, help me to trust in all the benefits that comes with your rest. Help me to seek after such benefits. The benefit that comes with your rest. Help me to agree with your rest. Help me to remain in your rest. Help me to remain in your rest. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So help me to trust in the benefit that comes with abiding in your rest. Help me to trust in the benefit that comes with abiding in your rest. Help me to stay in your rest, so that I can enjoy the benefit that comes with your rest, the benefits that are in your rest. Help me to stay in your rest. In the name of Jesus, help me to stay in your rest. In the name of Jesus, help me, O God, to stay in your rest. In the name of Jesus, help me to desire the benefit that comes with stay in your rest. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, if you look at Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, it says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yeah, that is what Jesus is saying to you right now. Yeah, because many of us, we are so burdened with issues of life. The same thing that unbelievers are thinking about. How to make money, how to wear good clothes, how to achieve this, how to achieve that, and you keep on calculating all kinds of things in your mind. Yeah, that is heavy load. Yeah. That is what Jesus meant by being heavy laden. Yeah, that is carrying heavy loads. When all you are thinking about is how I will do this, how I will achieve this, how I will do this, how I will become this, it is you are just hurting yourself. Yeah, I used to do that some time ago. Yeah, but when my eyes was opened, when God opened my eyes, I now see it as affliction. I see it as I am afflicting myself. You know, when I sit down and I'm busy thinking about how I will achieve this, how I will become this, how I will have this, how I will have that. Yeah, it is carrying load on your head. Yeah, because Jesus wants to help you to think those things. He does not want you to think them. So all he wants you to do is to you come to him, you stay in him, you stay in his rest, you follow him, serve him, trust him, please him. Yeah, that is all Jesus wants from you. Yeah, and he wants to take care of all those things you are worrying about. He wants to help you to think about them. So you are going to pray. Yeah, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I offload every burden I have placed on myself. Every body I placed on myself, I offload them now in the name of Jesus. Every body I have placed on my spirit, every body I have placed on my mind because of unbelief, because I couldn't trust God, because of doubt, I offload them now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. See, I offload from my head. I offload from my mind. I offload from my spirit. Every burden that God has not placed on me, every burden that I have placed on myself, through worries and anxiety, through unbelief, through fear, through doubt, every burden I have placed on myself, I offload them now. I offload them now. Yeah, some people, all they are thinking about is how to get married. Yeah, how to get married, how to set up business, how to do this, how to do that. Yeah. And that is now controlling your life, and you no longer have time to seek the Lord, to pray, talk to God. Yeah, say, Lord, I desire to stay in your rest. I offload every burden I have placed on my life. Every burden I have placed on my life, through worries, anxieties, fear, unbelief, doubts, I offload them now. Lord, I embrace your rest. I embrace your rest in the name of Jesus. I embrace your rest in the name of Jesus. I embrace your rest in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I embrace your rest, O God. I embrace your rest, O God. I choose your rest, O God. Let every burden I have placed on my life be offloaded, be removed now in the name of Jesus. Every burden I have placed on my life because of worries and unbelief and anxiety and doubts and fears, I offload them now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I'm still reading Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. It says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I will give you rest. Yeah. One thing I have discovered is that people who are so bogged with heavy loads, loads that it is not God that placed it on their lives, heavy burdens, loads that they placed on their lives. Yeah. I have discovered that those kind of people, they don't get less of those loads. I mean, the loads keep on multiplying. Yeah, so meaning that they don't get all those issues solved. Yeah, those issues going on in their lives, those issues, you know, troubling their souls, they don't get them solved. Though some of them, they go to counselors, they go to psychologists, yeah, and they try many things that they think can solve the problems. I realize that many of them still can't get solutions to those problems. And I realize that the problems keep on multiplying. Yeah, their problems keep on multiplying. Yeah, because there is only one person that can reduce that burden. There is only one person that can eliminate those burdens, and that is Jesus. Yeah, and there's only one person that can make them have peace and rest, even while those problems are still in their lives, and they will live as though there is no problems in their life. And that person is Jesus. So Jesus will help them carry those burdens while they will only rest and continue to rest. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, "I transform every burden in my life, whether the ones I placed on my life or the one the enemy placed on my life, I transfer them to Jesus. I choose the rest in Jesus. I embrace the rest in Jesus. I transfer every load and burdens I have placed on my life, load and burdens the enemy has placed on my life, I transfer them to Jesus. In the name of Jesus," begin to pray like that. Say, "I transfer them to Jesus. I embrace the rest that is in Jesus. I embrace the peace that is in Jesus. I embrace the comfort that is in Jesus. Therefore, let Jesus carry them. Let Jesus terminate them. Let Jesus destroy them. Let Jesus end them. In the name of Jesus, loads, burdens, I place on myself and the enemy placed on me, I transfer them to Jesus. Because I embrace the rest that is in Jesus. I embrace the rest that is in Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I embrace the rest that is in Jesus. Let every load on my life, let every burden on my life be terminated in the name of Jesus. Let every load and burden of darkness, load and burdens of cares of this world be terminated in Jesus' name. Let them be offloaded in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so like I said, until Jesus helps you, or if I can say, until you surrender to Jesus, until you surrender to the rest that is in Jesus, those problems will keep on multiplying. Yeah, like I was counseling a sister recently. Yeah, and she was telling me about how certain problems in her life never stopped. Never stopped prevailing. Like those problems have been there, and they are not solved, despite that she has prayed and fasted. Yeah, so I was telling her. I said, the more you focus on these problems, the more the problems will remain. The more the problems will continue. Yeah, but the more you focus on God, yeah, the more the problem, or maybe I should put it this way, the more you focus on God, the quicker the problem will be solved. Yeah. And even while you are still waiting for them to be solved, because you are focusing on the Lord, God will still be taking care of you. God will still be sustaining you. He will still be sustaining you even while you are waiting for the big miracle to happen. Yeah, so it is a mistake if you take your focus from the Lord and you set your focus on the problems in your life. Yeah, because focusing on those problems will never stop it. So if you allow certain problems or issues to now reduce your commitment and devotion to the Lord, you are doing yourself great harm. Yeah, you are doing yourself a great harm. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to remain connected and focused on the Lord, to remain connected to the Lord and focused on the Lord. I receive grace not to be distracted by anything in this world. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive grace to remain connected to the Lord, to remain in the rest of the Lord. I receive grace to remain focused on the Lord. I receive grace not to be distracted. Thank you, Lord. I receive grace not to be distracted. I receive grace not to be distracted. I receive grace not to be distracted. Oh Lord, help me. Help me to stay in your rest. In the name of Jesus, help me to trust in your rest. Help me to stay in your rest. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the reason why many people, you know, find it difficult to stay in God's rest, yeah, is because they feel like they feel like if they don't do certain things, it will be difficult for certain things to happen to them. Yeah, they feel like they have to do some things before they can enjoy some benefits. Yeah, you don't have to do anything. Yeah. As long as you are in God's rest, you don't have to do anything that, you know, that is outside of that rest. You don't have to do anything that will pull you out of that rest. Yeah. So while in his rest, you will have every good thing any other person have. You will have blessings any other person have. Even more than others have. You will have comfort. You will have money. You will have food. Yeah. So some people, they feel like if I don't go out, if I don't struggle, if I don't, you know, do this job, do that job, yeah, I can't have food on my table. Yeah. The question is that what God wants you to do? Is that what God is? I mean, is God saying that? Yeah. Is God saying you have to do this job, do that job, you have to do this, do that, you know, before you can have blessings? Is God saying that? Now, I'm not saying God does not want people to walk, but that work you want to do, is God saying that? That you should do it. Yeah, especially a work that will not allow you to have time with God, that will not allow you to grow spiritually, a kind of work that will not allow you to pray as you should pray, to serve God as you should serve God. Yeah, and you know, and you're saying, I just have to do this work. Yeah, that is wrong. That is wrong. So you're going to pray. You need faith to remain in God's rest. Many Christians are not functioning in God's rest. They are so busy running about trying to solve problems they cannot actually solve. Yeah, because eventually 5 years will pass, and yet those problems they were busy trying to solve, you know, remains unsolved. 10 years will pass. Those problems they were busy running about to solve will still remain unsolved. So why not just stay in God's rest? Why God solves the problems for you? So you're going to pray. You need faith to stay in his rest. You're going to say, Father, give me faith to stay in your rest. Give me faith to trust in your rest. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. begin to pray like that. Yeah, the reason why I always take time to explain some things before I mention the prayer point is so that when you are praying the prayer point, you will pray with understanding. So that you will know what you are actually asking God to do for you. Say, Father, give me faith to stay in your rest. Give me faith to remain in your rest. Give me faith to withdraw from activities that are taking me far away from you. Give me faith to withdraw from activities that are taking me far away from you. Activities that are taking too much of my time. Give me faith to withdraw from those activities. Give me faith to abide in your rest. Yeah, so people, they work for several hours because they want to make money. And eventually, they don't even have the money because by the end of the day, they can't even list what they do with the money. Yeah. Talk to God. So give me faith to withdraw from activities that are drawing me far from you. Give me faith to trust in your rest, to stay in your rest. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Over the years, I have realized that those who run after money don't always have it. Yeah, those who run after money don't always have it. Yeah, and if I thought they were having, many of them, they have to become slaves to money, to have money. They have to serve money to have it. Yeah, and that is those that have it eventually. Yeah, they have to serve it. They have to become slaves of money. And they have to become slaves to all manner of sins and darkness. So many of them have to compromise. Yeah, to have the money. Yeah, so and I have realized that those who don't run after money, money run after them. Yeah, those who run after God and not after money, money run after them. Yeah, some people up to today, they are waiting for me to come and be begging them for food. Yeah. Because they were not in support when I decided to go into full-time ministry, when I resigned from my job and decided to serve God full-time. So they were not in support. You know, some of them thought I was crazy. Yeah. So they were like, all right, we are going to stay here and we're gonna wait till that day you will come and start begging us to help you and to support you. Yeah, but God surprised them. God shocked them, because up till now, I never run to any of them for anything. And in fact, some of them are even the one coming to me that I should support them. Yeah, but to tell you that those who run after God, money runs after them. Yeah, but those who run after money, they will not have God. And most times they won't have even the money. Yeah, the money will have to enslave them. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Begin to pray. Yeah, because this craving for money is, you know, is what has taken many Christians away from God's rest. Yeah, the quest for prosperity. You're going to pray. We're going to say, Father, destroy every craving in my soul, yeah, for things that are outside of your rest. Yeah, so you're going to say, Father, destroy every craving in my soul for things that cannot be found in your rest, things that does not agree with your rest. Lord, destroy that craving now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray. I am a living example. Yeah, I am a living example of how staying in God's rest gives you everything you want. I mean, just sitting down with God. Sitting down with God, just you and God. How it gives you everything you need, including money. So talk to God. So if you are craving and running after money, you are afflicting yourself. You are hurting yourself because it will not pay you eventually. Yeah, it will not pay you. Why not run after God? Why not run after your Maker? Continue to pray. Say, Father, destroy every craving in my soul for things that does not agree with your rest, for things outside of your rest. Lord, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Lord, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now in the name of Jesus. Every craving in my soul for things that does not agree with your rest, Lord, destroy them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, it says, I will give you rest. I will give you rest. That is what Jesus said. He said, come unto me, and I will give you rest. So you have to trust him. Yeah, I can't, you know, I found myself in situations whereby I had to trust him, like, I have to trust him that he will take care of me. So you have to trust him to remain in his rest. You have to trust him. So you must withdraw your trust from man. You must withdraw your trust from the systems of this world. Now, there are people who trusted the government's job they were doing. And for 3 months, the government could not pay their salaries. Yeah, I know this might not be the case with some of you who are living in a good country. But I'm talking about people in country like Nigeria, where the government can be owing you more than 5 months' salary. Yeah, so you can't trust in anything in this world. Yeah, you have to trust him. So don't even trust in your employer. Your employer can fail. Yeah, don't trust in the job. Don't trust in the business. Because they can fail. They can fail you. Don't trust in your ability. Don't trust in your wisdom. Because they can fail. So you have to trust him to remain in his rest. You have to trust Jesus to remain in his reign. Don't trust man. Don't trust one uncle somewhere, one family member somewhere. Don't trust anybody to take care of you. Trust him. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me to trust you. Say, Father, teach me to trust you completely. Teach me to trust you completely with all my heart. Teach me to trust you completely for all my needs. Teach me to withdraw my trust from men, to withdraw my trust from the systems of this world. Teach me, Father. Help me, Father. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Master Anosa and Judah Dia Toja Nasudiala Ekedehande Hutalashtada. O God of Israel, teach me to trust in you only, so that I can always remain in your rest. The moment you begin to lose trust in God, then you begin to see yourself ejected out of the realm of his rest. The moment you begin to lose trust in God, you begin to see yourself losing your place in his rest. Yeah. So to remain in his rest is to trust him to take care of you. Not to trust in man. Not to trust in your wisdom and skill and ability. Say, Father, teach me to trust you. Teach me to trust you. Help me to trust you. Help me to withdraw my trust from anything, from everything and everyone. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Jesus said, bring your burdens, bring your pains, your sorrow, bring your troubles, bring your problems. Yeah, Jesus said, bring all the issues troubling your mind. Bring them, and I will give you rest. Now, one of the ways through which Jesus will give you rest is when you surrender to his will. Yeah, that is how he will give you rest. When you surrender to his terms, some companies, they will tell you that read our terms and conditions. Terms and conditions apply. Accept our terms and conditions. So they say you have to accept our terms and conditions before you can use our product. Yeah, the same thing with the kingdom of God. Before you can enjoy the rest that Jesus gives, you have to surrender to his will. And I have discovered that God's will is not what many people want to do. Many people don't want to do his will. Yeah, because his will is always against your will. His will is always against our will. Yeah, so you must make up your mind to surrender to his will, to enjoy his rest. Yeah, because what brought all those issues, problems in our lives is actually because we were following our own will. That was what brought all those issues. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You must surrender to his will. There are some miracles God has not yet done in your life because He is waiting until the day you will surrender to His will. He is waiting until when you will surrender fully to His will. Yeah. So instead of you complaining and saying, why am I going through this? Why am I going through that? Why am I struggling? Why am I suffering? Instead of you asking those questions, have you asked yourself, have I completely surrendered to the will of God? Yeah. People don't ask that one first. So you're going to pray. Say, Father, help me to surrender to your will. Help me to surrender fully to all your will. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, help me to surrender fully to all your will so that I can enjoy your rest, so that I can enjoy the benefits in your rest. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, help me to surrender fully to your will. Yeah, some of you only surrender partially to the will of God. You have not surrendered fully to the will of God. Yeah. Say, Father, help me to surrender fully to your will so that I can enjoy the benefits in your rest. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father, to surrender fully to your rest. Help me to surrender fully to your will. Help me to surrender fully to your will so that I can enjoy your rest. So that I can see these burdens on my life disappear. So that I can see these problems, sicknesses, disappear. Lord, help me to surrender fully to your will. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Now let's come back to Psalm 36. Psalm 36, verse 7. I read from New Living Translation. Psalm 36, verse 7. It says, "How precious is your unfailing love, O God! All humanity finds shelter in the shadow of your wings. All humanity finds shelter in the shadow of your wings." Yeah, so there is a place for in the shadow of God's wings. There is a place for you in the shelter of the shadow of God's wings, or the shelter in the shadow of God's wings. There is a place for you there, which I said is a place of rest. Yeah, so God is waiting. God has been waiting for you. When you will come to that place, when you will ascend to that place, when you will seek that place. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, take me to the place you have created for me in you. take me to the place you have created for me in you. The place where I have all that I need. The place where I have complete rest, complete victory, complete authority, complete power, complete dominion. Lord, take me to that place in you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Lord, take me to that place you have created for me in you. That place you have set aside for me in you. Lord, take me to that place now. That place of complete understanding. That place of perfect understanding, perfect wisdom, perfect knowledge, perfect peace, perfect rest. That place of fullness of power, fullness of grace, fullness of strength, fullness of glory, fullness of victory. Oh Lord, take me to that place. Father, take me to that place. That place where I will understand why I was born into this world. That place where I will have a sense of duty, a sense of responsibility, a sense of assignment. Lord, take me to that place where I will be so conscious of who I am and why I am in this world. Where I will be so conscious of the assignment you have put me in the world to fulfill. That place where I will be so conscious, I will be so filled with the understanding of what you will have me do for you here on earth. Lord, take me to that place in you. Take me, O God, to that place in you. The place of complete dominion. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It says that all humanity finds shelter. All humanity finds shelter in the shadow of God's wings. You're going to pray. There is a lot in God that many of us have not yet attained. The beautiful thing is that you can attain them. You have the keys. You have the access. That's the beautiful thing. But the painful thing is that people don't want to grow in the knowledge of God. People don't want to go deeper into God. People have embraced shallow Christianity. Shallow spirituality. That's the painful thing. So when imagine that you have keys to enter into all manner of places filled with great treasures. And then you just carry those keys and then you just dump it somewhere. Yeah. That is what many Christians are doing. You're going to pray. God already gave us unlimited access to all that is in Him. But we don't want Him. Yeah, we are not longing for Him. We are not passionate to know Him. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to pray for yourself. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I bind every darkness stopping me from seeking after God, from seeking for the depths in God. You're going to say, I bind every darkness stopping me from longing, from testing, from having hunger for the depths that are in God. I bind such darkness right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Yeah. In some years back, we used to have Christians that are so desperate to grow spiritually, so desperate to know God deeply, and they are willing to do all manner of spiritual exercises that will take them deep into God. They are willing to study. They are willing to meditate. They are willing to fast. They are willing to do many things. Yeah, but today we have such bunch of lazy Christians. Talk to God. Has God to deliver you from every darkness stopping you from seeking for the depths in Him. Begin to say, I bind every darkness walking in my soul, every darkness oppressing my soul, every darkness oppressing my spirit to stop me from seeking for the depths in God. To hinder me from seeking for the depths in God. Thank you, Lord. I bind that darkness. In the name of Jesus, I bind the darkness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have 5 more prayer points. So people think growing spiritually has to do with has to do with you being a pastor, a prophet, an apostle, an evangelist. No. Growing spiritually does not have to do with title. Yeah, so people they say, I'm not a pastor, so I don't need to spend such hours with God. It's for pastors because, they have to receive message from God. They have to receive revelation that they will preach to people and teach. So all those kind of exercises is for pastors. That is a lie. Spiritual growth is not about titles. It's not about that you have to preach and teach. No, our spiritual growth is for every child of God. You have to grow. In fact, your survival depends on it. When I say your survival, I mean the fact that you will not die spiritually depends on it. That you will not go to hell depends on your spiritual growth. Now look at plants. Plants that are not growing. Usually, such plants, after some time, they die. Yeah, plants that are not growing. After some time, they die. So if you are not growing, you might not make heaven. That's the point. So it is your inheritance to know your God. But this is not about whether you have a title, or you have a ministry, or you're an apostle. It's not about all of that. It's about that it is your inheritance. It's about that it is your life to know God, to grow spiritually. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, fill my soul with the desires to seek to know God. Yeah. So, Holy Spirit, fill my soul with strong desires to seek to grow in the knowledge of God, to seek for the depths in God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. You have to desire it. Yeah. You have to have deep and strong hunger for it. Say, Holy Spirit, fill me with strong desires, strong passion, strong hunger for the depths in God. For the depths in God. For the depths in God. In the name of Jesus, fill me with strong desire to seek to know the Lord. To seek to know the Lord. Holy Spirit, fill my soul with strong desires. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have four more prayer points. You're going to raise up your right hand. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, manifest the power of your presence in the present situations of my life. You're going to say, Father, manifest the power of your presence in the present situations of my life and make way for me. Make way for me. Open your mouth, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Heshte had ehami su handishi handetana. And decojanania, kiala lash, the hasanagasta. Getashu sanada, jegadijana. In the name of Jesus, O God of Israel, manifest the power of your presence in the present situations of my life, and make way for me. Make way for me. Lelantihana, gehatisha sidana, in the teha clear tidata, shasananavana, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. Eu encefala. Honor your name in my life. Father, honor your name in my life. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, honor your name in my life. I am your child. I represent you in this world. Honor your name in my life. 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 In the name of Jesus. Father, honor your name. Father, honor your name. Dehashadara. Thank you, Lord. Honor your name in my life. Give praise to your name in my life. Give honor to your name in my life. Give glory to your name in my life. In the name of Jesus. Honor your name in my ministry. Honor your name in my calling and destiny. Honor your name in my marriage. Honor your name in my career. Honor your name, O God, in my life and destiny. Honor your name in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your mighty hand make everything termed impossible in my life. Possible. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, let your mighty hand make everything the enemy has termed impossible in my life possible. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Gahasha tihalala, denahata sujala galadia, mandi jiha suzana dihata, dekeshida na tanagabala. In the name of Jesus, O God, by your mighty hand, make everything that has been turned impossible in my life possible. Everything that appears impossible, Father, make them possible by your mighty hand. By your mighty hand, as it is written, for with God all things are possible. For with God nothing shall be impossible. O God of Israel, by your mighty hand, make everything called impossible possible in my life. Right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, arise, O God, in the fullness of your power and might. Fight my battles and win them all. Raise up your right hand. Say, arise, O God, in the fullness of your power and might, fight my battles and win them all. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Jantana ke kakahasa sasandu bagini te hekuja. Nitoza drakujana. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, arise, O God, in the fullness of your power and might. Fight my battles and win them all. Fight my battles and win them all. In the name of Jesus, arise. God of Israel, arise. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, command justice for me in every realm where my rights has been withdrawn from me, in every realm where my right has been withdrawn from me. Say, Father, command justice for me. Command justice for me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, enforce justice for me. Enforce justice for me in every realm where my right has been withdrawn from me now. In the name of Jesus, dahana gihatashia isasigatijala. In the name of Jesus, command justice for me in every realm where my right has been withdrawn from me. Lord, command your justice for me now. Enforce your justice for me now. In the name of Jesus, enforce justice for me. Enforce justice for me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. I'll raise up your right hand as I pray for you. O Lord, our God, Father, we bless you. King of glory, we praise you. Ancient of Days, we glorify you. Most High God, we adore you. You are highly exalted far above the heavens and the earth. You are highly exalted far above every situation, far above every mountain, far above every wilderness, far above every kingdom and throne. You are highly exalted far above every problem and limitation. Your power overcomes all. Your power dominates all. We praise you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I pray for every one of you hearing my voice right now, that in your life and in your present situations, you shall see visible manifestation of the greatness of God. In the name of Jesus, I repeat, in your life and in your present situations, you shall see face to face manifestation of the greatness of the God of Israel.
In the name of Jesus, the power of God shall appear in your life and solve your problems. The power of God shall appear in your life and destroy your burdens and loads. In the name of Jesus, the power of God shall work in your life and give you comfort and give you peace and give you rest and solve your problems. In the name of Jesus, you shall excel beyond limits. You shall prosper beyond limits. You shall succeed beyond limits. In the name of Jesus, the authority in the name of Jesus shall work mighty things for you. The authority in the name of Jesus shall deliver you. The authority in the name of Jesus shall heal you. The authority in the name of Jesus shall change your life. And it shall be so in the name of Jesus. The hand of God shall rewrite the story of your life. The hand of God shall rewrite the history of your life. And all that is going on in your life presently shall begin to reveal the glory of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. Yeah. So we are stopping here. I remain strong in the Lord. Amen.